You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. All fired up this Thursday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Schedule came out last night. You're running down the schedule week by week. Win, loss, loss, win. Looking at the Buccaneers' schedule, looks easy or easier. There are certain teams where you go, and that doesn't bode well for them. But you start to look at some of these teams and you say, all right, I could see maybe 13 wins, but 13-4 because we have 17 games coming up this season. But watching some of the matchups here, some of the matchups we already knew. The question is, when were you going to be playing a certain team? And was it going to be on a Sunday night? Was it going to be on a Thursday? Was it going to be on a Monday? But I think with the Buccaneers, they open up with the Cowboys, Falcons, then they're at the Rams. And Tom Brady has not won a game in Los Angeles. And in 299 games, this will be the first time he's played a football game in Los Angeles against the Rams. And hoping he gets a return visit in the middle of February for the Super Bowl that will be in Los Angeles. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. There's only one person or a set of people you can really trust in the NFL. Those are the folks who set the betting lines for the games. And as of now, there are spreads for every game in week one except for Green Bay at New Orleans, suspiciously missing. That means Vegas doesn't know if Aaron Rodgers will be on the Packers, which basically means nobody knows if Aaron Rodgers will be on the Packers. Maybe not even Aaron Rodgers right now. The sportsbooks obviously don't want to set a betting line assuming Rodgers is on the field, then have people jump in on the Saints early. And I don't know what the line would be if Jordan Love was starting for the Packers, but it would be different than Rodgers. And don't worry, if you're dying to get some money down, we'll know before September 12th if Rodgers will be back in a Packers uniform. And knowing Vegas, they'll figure it out before everybody else does because they have to. Yes, McLovin?
So I'm waiting for some scoop here. We haven't had a good Aaron Rodgers rumor in a week.
I don't have any scoopage. I don't have anything. Last time we talked about it, we had Adam Schefter on, and all I wanted to know was there breaking news? Was this a breaking news story on the day of the draft? And we found out that it wasn't. It was an accumulation, but it did still feel like there was breaking news to this. It's been quiet, and I'm imagining, as many years as I've been in this business, when it gets quiet is when things get done, and maybe some things are getting done. Now, that could be a separation, a divorce between these two. But my thought all along is Aaron Rodgers is still the Packers quarterback come week one of this upcoming season. Yeah, McLovin.
Would you be comfortable signing him to a long-term deal at this age? I think he's 37 or something.
Well, how long does he want to play? Like, he's already under contract. Do I want to pay him 5 years? Does he want to play 5 years? He wants security. Now, once again, I'm quoting what others are reporting. He reportedly wants to be able to have a guarantee that he's going to be the starter and probably wants to have a say in the roster. I think he basically wants to say Jordan Love is not going to play in Green Bay unless I get injured. Now, Brady did that in New England with a power play going to Robert Kraft, reportedly, and said, you got to get this guy out of here, Jimmy Garoppolo. And they traded him to the Niners. I don't know if that's what Aaron Rodgers is basically saying. I want to cancel Jordan Love out. I want to be able to play here just so you guys admit you guys made a mistake. Don't bet against me. But I don't know. Once again, this is what people are reporting. Aaron hasn't said anything. The Packers haven't verified anything. It's just somebody's telling somebody a couple of things here. Whether it's coming from Rodgers' side of the equation, it's coming from the Packers' side, or maybe it's an outlier, another team that could be saying this. Yeah, Paul.
I checked some Vegas odds, and one sports book did run odds with and without Rodgers. With Aaron Rodgers, they're the overall overwhelming favorite to win their division. If somehow there is another quarterback, and they use Jordan Love as an example, the Vikings would be the favorite to win the division. The Packers would be second, based off Vegas odds.
I don't see Jordan Love being the quarterback. Now, I know they brought in Blake Bortles, but he's a backup quarterback. Jordan Love is the backup to the backup right now. The NFL does have an out. There's a flex in the schedule, the last two primetime games with the Packers. The final two games, the Bears in Week 13, Vikings in Week 16, those are Sunday night games. They come after flexing schedule will kick in. So if Rodgers doesn't play for the Packers, or if they're out of contention with Jordan Love or somebody other else, or somebody else at quarterback, then they can flex out of that on NBC. Just some of the things to keep an eye on. I do love Brady going to New England against Belichick. And I was wondering, who has more at stake there? I know it's one game, but it's back in Foxborough. How do the Patriot fans react? Part of them will want Tom to probably play well, but not too well. And then you have Belichick, who has loaded up that roster, free agency, the draft. And I don't know how important it is to Bill, because Bill will never let on. And Tom probably won't either. You know, hey, it'll be emotional, and I look forward to going back, being able to give an official goodbye, you know, to that fan base and the wonderful people there. And Belichick will probably say, basically, it's another game on the schedule. You know, it's a game we got to win, and it's always good to be, you know, face a quality opponent, and I look forward to seeing Tom. Yes, Eden.
Do one of those things where he only refers to the player. Well, you know, the player is certainly good over there, but, you know, 50 other men we have to worry about.
Yes, Todd.
He'll never admit it, but I think he secretly, he definitely wants to win that game. His star quarterback the past two decades leaves and immediately wins a Super Bowl with another team, and he's coming into your house. You've got to make sure you find a way to win that game, which still doesn't take away the fact that Brady just won a Super Bowl with the Buccaneers.
Thank you, Todd. Yes, Paul.
Fritzy's right, but there's no upside for Belichick even if he won the game, because Brady walks in and walks out as a defending Super Bowl quarterback.
Yeah.
And same with Brady. Brady could lose 45-3 and go, oh, cool, I'll put my ring on and head back to Giselle's house.
Can Tom play with his ring on? Could he tape it up? And it'd be great if he came down out during warm-ups. He got that big Super Bowl ring. Oh, yeah, he'd have all of them on. Oh, I forgot to take off all these Super Bowl rings.
Yes. He's all tilted to one side because there's five on
too,
one,
too
two on the other.
Too heavy.
He's walking like Phil Jackson. Yeah.
Yes, yes, Tom.
Do they approach each other at all pregame, like when the coaches come by for a quick hi or whatever, or is it all business? They don't talk at all before, during, after the game, nothing?
I don't know if Bill is chatty enough that he would seek out Tom. It strikes me that Tom would play nice in New England. And that he would, not that he's currying favor, but I think he would, I think it's smart business if Tom goes out there and kind of acknowledges the crowd and maybe even walks over. He'll definitely walk over to Robert Kraft. You know that's happening. And Robert Kraft's not going to be far from Bill Belichick. I'm going to guess it's kind of like the greeting. You know, you go to the White House, there's the greeting line there, or a wedding reception. Hi, you know, I'm so happy, so proud of you. He could do that, go down the list, down the line. Yes, Fritzy.
But if it goes poorly for the Patriots after the game, is he running off? Is there any type of acknowledgement between the two of them, especially if they didn't see each other, talk to each other at all the entire time before the game? Do you give him any kind of
I doubt
acknowledgement?
It. I doubt it. I mean,
just
sometimes
everything he went through with that guy.
Yeah, but I don't think he likes him. I mean, Tom wanted to get away from him.
How do you not just for a quick good game?
That's why
or
you do it. No, before the game, get it out of the way before the game. Even if you want, you know, the camera's going to be on you. You acknowledge like game's over and you wave.
Oh, okay.
That's what I would do. But you know, Bruce Arians and Belichick will probably, you know, meet at midfield and do that real quick shake and then they go. Yeah, McLovin.
If you're the Patriots and you're wondering when do you put in Mac Jones, don't you want a veteran? Don't you want Cam Newton in that game? Because if they lost and Mac Jones looked bad, that'd be even doubly depressing.
But how many weeks in before they play each other?
Four.
Yeah, so. Mac Jones isn't playing.
Oh, that's not a dangerous spot yet for Cam. He's going to get the first half of the season.
God, I'd hope not. I mean, Mac Jones is just getting there. You got all those free. I think you have to be fair to Cam. You brought in, you basically turned your team over. And I think you owe it to Cam to at least give him halfway through the season. And then kind of find out where you are, because Miami's good, and you know that Buffalo's going to be good. I mean, that's, you got to start to handicap your season here of when do we play him, when is too soon. And I think that would be what I would guard against if I'm Belichick. Yeah, McLovin.
But Cam didn't look right last year, health wise, shoulder wise. No. Like, you're going to know if everything. That's his one concern with him, right? That is.
Well, I gotta be fair to him. He had no preseason, no camp, and then he goes to New England, and I don't know how healthy he was. And then you have a depleted roster there. I'd like to see what he does with, you know, maybe a cabinet that's a little fuller than it was last year.
And I think now 2 years off surgery, he should be back to normal.
I don't know if he's going to be back to normal. Not with the shoulder. Like, shoulder is so tricky. It's still the trickiest. You can have hip replacement. You can have knee replacement. But when it comes to getting your shoulder or your back treated, they haven't mastered that. And firsthand knowledge with the shoulder, I still have issues just raising my arm up in a normal fashion. I mean, it doesn't affect my jumper, but it's still, like, there's pain in there. I wish Fritzy had shoulder surgery so he couldn't raise his hand as often as he does.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
What?
That's just beyond me. What? I don't understand that.
Where did that come from?
No need.
Where did that come from? Let's see. What else do we have? So we got our poll question. Is this the...
Yeah, the poll question is, of all the teams that had just one primetime game, who deserved more? And actually, Paulie is right on. The Jaguars are running away with this. People can't understand why. They only have one game. The Bengals are second. I think people want to see Joe Burrow.
I want to see Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. I don't know if there's anybody else that I want to see.
The Texans got zero votes, by the way. Zero.
Nobody wants to see the Texans. Nobody.
David Culley, the new head coach?
No, but poor David Culley. Yes. Nobody wants to see that team. Talk about not being relevant. I mean, they're relevant if Deshaun Watson is able to play, but they're like, talk about a nondescript team. You know, DeAndre Hopkins 2 years ago, see ya. J.J. Watt last year, see ya. Deshaun Watson, not on the football field. It's not like you go, man, I still want to tune in to see. Exactly.
David Johnson.
Yeah.
Even the name.
Yeah.
I don't think he's guaranteed to make the team
either. I don't
think
he is either. I don't think so.
They got Philip Lindsay. He's a little spicy.
No, he's not.
But who are their receivers? I just had to Google. Oh, they have Randall Cobb, Brandon Cooks, and Kiki Kuti.
Yeah, Paul.
They should trade Randall Cobb back to the Packers for like a 6-round draft pick. Clear house.
The Lakers raised their 2020 banner. LeBron is still resting. James Harden came back for the Nets. The Knicks clinched a playoff spot. The Lakers seem all but destined for the 7th seed. The only way they can avoid the play-in tournament is if they win both of their remaining games on the road against the Pacers and the Pelicans, and at least one of the Blazers and Mavericks lose both of their games. That's what the Lakers at. The Pelicans loss... officially eliminates them from the playoff contention if they lose tonight. San Antonio Spurs, who lost to the Nets, are two games ahead of the Sacramento Kings. And that's about it. The Mavs are also one win away from finishing sixth. You know, they host the Raptors, and then they visit the Timberwolves, two teams who have already been eliminated from playoff contention. Blazers, Mavs, Lakers all won last night, so they maintain the 5, 6, and 7 seeds in the West with two games left in the regular season. A couple of phone calls in here. 877-3DP show. Paul in Iowa leads us off. Hi, Paul. What do you have for me today?
Hey, Dan. First off, quick shout-out to Lauriston Skate Park, opened in Des Moines on the river downtown last week. Largest skate park in America, hosting Olympic qualifyings later this month. But my question for you is, it's one of my favorite way too early and overreaction days on the sports calendar after the NFL schedule comes out.
Okay.
Which of these 8 teams do you think has the best chance of continuing the worst to first tradition in the NFL divisions? Niners, Falcons, Eagles, Lions in the NFC, and Jags, Jets, Bengals, and Broncos in the AFC.
Well, that's a good question, Paul. I'd say the Niners. I'd have to remove the Niners. That's a really talented team. That's, you know, it's just a 1 year there with all the injuries. I can't see the Falcons winning that division. Can't see the Jets winning that division. Lions? Yeah, my club.
How about if you give the Eagles to Deshaun Watson?
Well, but I can't.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
and even then, I don't think that's a guarantee.
I mean, that
by
changes the poll question. It's not, hey, how about I give Aaron Rodgers to the Bears?
Well, anything to make the poll question better.
Yeah.
But you know that, isn't the NFC South the one that always flip-flops 4-1, 4-1?
Do you really think it's going to, like, the Buccaneers are going to fall on their faces?
I think Atlanta, I mean, you look at, no, I don't, but I don't see why people are discounting Atlanta as a, you know, they have a veteran quarterback.
I mean, even the Saints might be a little better than average, but it feels like they're still going to be better than Carolina or better than the Falcons. Yeah, Paul.
The Falcons are kind of like a good, bad team. They were 4-12 last year, but they were only outscored by 18 points on the season. Yeah. They're really strong. But like a Broncos were 5-11. They were outscored by 123 points. The the Jaguars were outscored by 186 points last year. The Jets were outscored by over 200 points. That's only happened 3 times in NFL history.
Jeff in Detroit. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind today?
Hold me closer, Tony Danza. Wild lights are on the highway. Got that one from Chat Row. What up, though, Dan?
Hey, bro.
Listen, McLovin, my goodness. One game too many. I mean, you're going to take away Thanksgiving on us? Listen, when we go to the playoffs this year, I'm going to call in and say, suck it, McLovin.
Wow.
I hope.
Wow.
I hope. Don't I sound confident? Hey, listen, Dan, my question to you today, though, is this. With the resurgence of so many quarterbacks and we have this longevity thing going on where these old guys are just balling out, you try to write somebody off and they make you look like a fool. Will the next Super Bowl winning quarterback be older, 33 years or older or younger than 33?
Ooh, okay.
So that's kind of like you got your Aaron Rodgers, you got Tom Brady, I think Matt Stafford, Matt Ryan, Russell Wilson, I think Russ is 32, so he might just be out. So the young guns compared to the old dogs, which one you got?
All right, thank you, Jeff. Let's discuss. Yes, McLovin.
First of all, can people stop calling in with better poll questions than our poll questions? And if the Lions make, I will drive to Detroit if the Lions make the playoffs and let Jeff throw a pie at my face. I'm that confident.
Okay.
You can mark that down, DP Show Bets Twitter feed.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. I'm writing it down. Yeah, Paulie.
How many people are rooting for the Lions now after that last statement?
Everybody. Everybody is.
Huge that, groundswell.
That is a good poll question, though.
Even Packer fans are rooting for them. Okay, so if I did, how old's Russell Wilson Jr. the third? 33 or 32? Or is he turning 33? But if I gave you all the under 33s and all the over 33s of who wins the Super Bowl this year, Russ turns 33 in November.
Old guy, young guy.
So starting the season, he would be with the younger guys. Is Russ an old guy? Feels like an older guy considering the younger guys here. Yes, Eden.
He's an aging guy.
Ooh, okay.
Not quite old, but he's aging.
All right. Yes, McLovin.
Yeah, Russell's not going to a club. He just wants to sit on the couch and watch Netflix at night. He's an old guy, like us.
I don't know. I see some of those dance videos with his wife.
Yeah, notice he's not dancing.
A little bit. But you don't notice he's dancing because you're watching her dance.
He's kind of keeping the beat, if you know what I mean, in the background.
A little bit. Yes, he.
That's all right, man. He's in the video.
Yeah, he is.
You know?
Yeah. Yes, he is. That's all you want to do. You just want to make sure you make the video.
Yep.
Yeah, McLovin.
I'm looking at the young team. They got Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. Like, they got some chances here.
Man.
Lamar Jackson, Baker Mayfield.
Junior the third. Okay, well, you're basically saying, can Patrick Mahomes win a Super Bowl? It feels like. Like, you're kind of loading up on him. With the chance that Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen would win a Super Bowl as well. Then you get the older guys. Rodgers, Brady, Matt Ryan, Matthew Stafford. All right. I don't think Seattle's winning the Super Bowl. Russ, though, if I put him in there, that's pretty good. Pretty good question there. Yeah, McLeod.
It's San Francisco with either Trey Lance or Jimmy G on the young. Jimmy G's still young.
Yeah, they get both of those guys.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, you get both of those guys.
I like Stafford as an addition. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
He's 35.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. More phone calls. And Mina Kimes on loan from the mothership will join us in an hour. We'll talk a little bit more about the schedule release. And got another stat of the day coming up. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. Discover the Discover credit card and thank me later. Because if you use your credit card the way I use mine or my daughters use mine, you might have to get a replacement Discover credit card. It's accepted in 99% of the places in the United States that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing the word yes more often. You will have Discover match all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year automatically. Pretty amazing. Learn more at discover.com/yes. Discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. This program brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Vans. They go far beyond from their customization options, cutting-edge tech, five-star sales service, financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz Vans, built, equipped, engineered to be ready for anything. Go the extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. We have Against the Grain schedule release coming up. Also, some infighting with the Danettes with Meat Friday. We have a cameraman here. His name is Weeks. And, I mean, he's our cameraman now. But he has celebrated his birthday this week. And I said, you're able to control the menu. I'm going to let you decide what we have on Meat Friday. And I came in today. I asked Tyler, the moderator, I said, what are we cooking on Meat Friday? And he said, weak sauce, wanted pork roast, I believe, deviled eggs, and broccoli with Parmesan on it. And there were a couple of groans on the other side of the glass. Yes, Paulie.
Pork tenderloin, there's nothing wrong with pork tenderloin. It's pretty good. If it's made incorrectly, it could be horrendously dry. Now, deviled eggs, unless there's something I don't know, I don't think there's any meat in those. And then what was the other thing? Broccoli with something?
Parmesan.
Parmesan and bacon?
Parmesan and cheese. Parmesan cheese.
It's not Shred Fest Friday.
No. This is kind of uninspiring. Like, a Traeger will make anything taste better, but it just feels like a little bit of a letdown. You know, it's one of those, am I regretting giving Weeks, our cameraman, full control, total autonomy? Like, I treated him like he was Aaron Rodgers. I said, go ahead. You can pick whatever you want. You take control. But, you know, there's some people who are okay with the choice here. Yes, Eden?
Broccoli trees and fresh lemon herbs and Parmesan for a refreshing summer side dish? That sounds lovely. Mm. Robust hardwood smoke?
I think it's the deviled eggs that I have a problem with.
See, that's what this is about. It's my favorite food in the world. This is a consensus on deviled eggs. They're amazing. It's eggs, mayonnaise, and egg yolks. Who doesn't like deviled eggs?
Me. Paulie. Yeah.
Do you know there are people out there like me who love deviled eggs? I've made them. Bring them to a party. They go like hotcakes. Whatever that is.
Maybe we should have hotcakes instead.
There's a reason it's not, the expression isn't, oh man, those go like deviled eggs.
No one drops that.
Yeah. Oh, man, we couldn't keep them in the house. It's like having deviled eggs in there, just flying off the shelf.
But if you bring hotcakes, does somebody say, oh, man, these are going to go like deviled eggs?
It's the greatest thing since deviled eggs.
Yeah.
What if you put a little piece of bacon on the deviled egg?
All right, but this is where we go back to Brussels sprouts, where you guys have a problem with Brussels sprouts. Oh, you got to always doctor them up. Okay.
But you don't like anything with this is a mayonnaise referendum too.
Yeah, I don't like that.
You don't like mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise is worthless.
Referendum.
Oh God.
Mayonnaise is worthless.
You know there are people who feel differently than you.
Yeah, really?
Well, no, the mayonnaise haters think that they're right. They all are so convinced that mayonnaise is bad.
It's just not good. Yes, Pauline.
I like mayonnaise sparingly, just not wantonly. McLovin throws it around like it's a Jackson Pollock painting.
He's right.
But mayonnaise, as long as I don't know it's in something, then I'm okay with it. It's when you lead with the mayonnaise, then I have a problem with that. That's all. We can all celebrate and have fun tomorrow, you know, fake it for the camera. Yes, Eden.
Again. Yeah. No, I like deviled eggs. Mm-hmm. I don't love them, and I don't always want them, but I do like them.
Yeah, Paulie.
The problem with the Meat Friday menu is that there's nothing on the menu that makes you go, "Ooh, man, that's awesome," where you can't wait for Friday.
Yeah.
Pork tenderloin is a nice dish. It can be made well. Usually it's a nice dish.
Yes, McClellan.
It's pork tenderloin we're talking about. It's not tofu. He's not trying to, like, pork tenderloin is a major, it's pork. This is good.
I know, it's fine. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with the broccoli. This menu is locked. We have, yes, Tyler has already begun preparations for tomorrow's Meat Friday. Todd, you're not saying a word.
I was kind of hoping for brats and burgers. I like to kind of keep it simple. When we start trying to get fancy with sprinkling things on broccoli, and, you know, if you're going to do pork, to me, then you should be doing like some kind of ribs or something like that. Or
yeah, but you're romaine. The one who puts duck sauce on your ribs.
I do. I like the sweet and sour sauce, the duck sauce. I don't even know, parts of the country don't even know what duck sauce is. Maybe a New York thing.
Well, if you go to a Chinese restaurant.
The little packets.
Yes.
And the orange.
Yes. Yes, Pauline.
Yeah, for Fritzy, a barbecue hotspot for ribs is Hunan Palace 2.
There has to be a Roman numeral involved or else I'm out.
Yeah. If it's just, you know, one or by itself, then that's not good
no,
enough.
No, I need to know that it's
you
a
like
chain,
to know
and there's several of them. It means it was so successful, they had to make a few more of them.
A couple of phone calls, then we'll get to McLovin's against the grain schedule release, and then a LeBron James theory coming up. Nate in Oklahoma. Hi, Nate. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. You know, maybe I'm in the minority here, but being a Titans fan, it always scared me with the schedule release because I don't really want that many primetime games. You know, we kind of fly under the radar, do our thing in Nashville. We win some games, we lose some games, but when we lose, it's usually the Jaguars on Thursday night, and everyone talks about the next day. Now, granted, Derrick Henry did have that 99-yard run on a Thursday night game, but it usually doesn't end well, and we have the Rams, the Bills, and the 49ers. It's not going to go great. Thanks, guys.
All right. Well, thank you, Nate. Nate sounds depressed. You know, we're in May. He's already sounds like he lost these games. Yeah, McLovin.
Well, when you look up Thursday Night Football through the years, it's always the Titans and the Jags.
Feels like. Leslie in South Carolina. Hi, Leslie.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Leslie.
Long time listener, first time caller. Boy, I'm coming into an angry room right now with mayonnaise and weeks and pork tenderloin. I hope I can lighten the mood a little bit.
I'm ready.
Okay. When I was growing up, now this is going to date myself, Dan, but when I was growing up, I proudly announced to my family that I was in a Beach Boys song. And they wondered why I said that. And I said, "Life would be ecstasy, you and me and Leslie." Needless to say, my older brother burst my bubble quite quickly.
All right. Well, thank you, Leslie. Brought a smile to our faces there. We've all had those problems where we think we're hearing something. What's the Clash, Rock the Casbar, Rock the Cash Bar?
Yeah.
Is that what that was?
It's a big one.
Yeah.
Shali was a Clydesdale. Is what I always said. Sharif, I have no idea. But I always thought the word Clydesdale was in Rock the Casbah.
Yes, he.
I thought when I was a kid, I thought that Lionel Richie song Truly was about the character from Facts of Life, Tootie. Tootie in love with you.
I had some people say, now there's the song by the Bee Gees, More Than a Woman, and that's the lyric, More Than a Woman. It's also the title. And there are people saying that they thought it was Bald-Headed Woman. I'm going, how do you get Bald-Headed Woman?
Bald-Headed Woman.
This came up because, was it James Harden? We thought he said braggery, but play that. In 3, 2, 1.
Are you surprised at how quickly it kind of came back to you and you were back in the flow of things?
Not really. Not to like... brag or anything, but I'm like,
yeah,
I'm
so
really,
it's
really
brag or anything. And then the question, I thought he was saying the Philippines, and then he said in the flow of things.
When you got back from the Philippines,
like a virgin touched for the 31st time. I think it's like a virgin touched for the first time. But with Madonna, you're never quite sure, are you? Here we are now in containers instead of here we are. How entertain us. Any other great ones in here?
Sometimes when I listen to Queen, I don't know what the words are, but the music's fantastic. There's a lot of their songs, though, where it just, I'm just singing along with them, but I don't know if I'm even close.
Yes, Eden.
Somebody on Twitter sent in a good one. You know Janis Joplin, Me and Bobby McGee?
Yeah.
What is that? Windshield wipers, turpentine. I was holding. That's not the
lyrics. That's not the lyrics. No. Okay. Jason in New York. Hey, Jace.
Dan.
Hey, bud.
5'7", 180.
Right. Ding.
Misquoted song lyric, TLC, Waterfalls. Don't go Jason Waterfalls. When it's supposed to be, don't go chasing waterfalls.
Yep, I've seen that one too. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Jace.
Jason.
Jason Waterfalls. Also, I had somebody say, you know, Billy Joel, the piano man, sing us a song for the yellow man. And it's sing us a song, you're the piano man. Any other ones?
No. I just, going back to this one, this might be my favorite. There's a bathroom on the right. I can't get that on my head now.
That's Bad Moon Rising. There's a bathroom on the right.
His voice is hard to make out the words sometimes.
Yeah. All right. Against the Grain, yes. Schedule release.
Annual tradition going back to at least 2016.
All right.
So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play GM, and I'm going to give advice to these teams based on the schedule release.
Okay.
It's going to be hard-hitting. Okay. Paulie's Chicago Bears. They open up at the Rams on Sunday Night Football. Now, you know how much I love Andy Dalton.
Yes.
He's not great at night football. In fact, he's not even very good at it. I just don't want Chicago to panic if this first game against Aaron Donald and the Rams goes bad. Because the following week, Dalton plays the Bengals at home. In Chicago, and you know he's going to get so up to that.
What time does that game start?
That is as 1 p.m. as you could possibly get. You cannot panic on the Andy Dalton experience after one primetime
lunch. Can they play earlier?
Yeah. Well, there are 9:30 games, but the I think the Falcons are all the 9:30 a.m. games. Okay.
In London.
Another situation not to panic. The Cowboys schedule came out, and it opens up with at the Bucs and at the Chargers. Obviously, big ratings. I could just see, you know how we are with the Cowboys, how we overplay everything?
Yeah.
If that goes badly, you know, ESPN is going to, all you're going to say is get rid of Mike McCarthy. It's going to go berserk. But then they have the second easiest schedule in the league. So I just fear that there's going to be a rush to judgment on the Cowboys. Like I mentioned earlier, if they lose this week one game, are we all going to make a consensus out of that?
But I think there's a referendum every Monday after a Cowboy game.
Yeah.
And especially in September, there's going to be that, oh my gosh, they're either better than we thought or it's going to be another disastrous season.
But look at the start. At Tampa Bay, at Los Angeles, then they host the Eagles, they host the Panthers, they host the Giants. So they could like start out 0-2 and still be just fine for the season.
Yes. Yeah. And they should be. But it depends on how those players that they, you know, they drafted signed for free agency on defense. Like, that's the key. I mean, yeah. Is Dak going to be healthy? I also think the offensive line, which has been their strength, might be one of their weaknesses right now. Yeah, Paulie.
And you go back to last year. I was looking at week one last year. The Saints beat the Buccaneers, and Brady had two interceptions.
Yeah.
And remember, I think it was the head coach said something like, well, we'll talk to him. We'll get it worked out. He made some bad throws. That was the entire week. He spent the entire week on Tom Brady being slow start.
Like, no, oh my God. Did you hear what Bruce Arians, he called out Tom Brady. Bill Belichick never did that.
Remember when Brady held up the wrong number of fingers against the Bears? It was over then. Okay, one couple more advice. Detroit Lions. My advice is that you create a time machine and you go back and you draft Justin Fields at number 7. Because what the heck are they doing for Jared Goff here? How on earth are they going to win any of these games? San Francisco at Green Bay, Baltimore at Chicago, at Minnesota. Their first win might be Bengals at home. This is a really hard spot for Jared Goff. He doesn't have a lot of talent around him. I don't understand why they didn't take a quarterback and just start over.
Well, they did get a lineman to protect him.
Yeah, I know, but this there's so lack of talent there. I know Dan Campbell is awesome as a guest, but it just feels like that is a pure rebuild. I don't quite understand why they didn't take the quarterback. And lastly, my Pittsburgh Steelers. So I was
When did that happen?
Don't you? I actually made a bet that they're going to make the playoffs, I thought. Yeah, the Steelers.
No, you said if the Lions make the playoffs, you will drive to Detroit and let Jeff from Detroit throw a pie in your face.
So I had said everybody is underplaying the Steelers. Like, nobody is talking about. Nobody thinks they're going to be good.
What? Wait, who is nobody?
Honestly, I will show you the random articles and tweets. There is no buzz on the Steelers.
But who are the people who are issuing said tweets?
NFL writers. They do not like the Steelers. I'll show you Vegas odds. Because okay. Everyone thinks the way they ended last year, they assume they're going to be bad again this year.
Okay. Well, they're also in a competitive division with the Ravens and the Browns.
Yes.
You're guaranteeing the Steelers make the playoffs.
I was, but then I saw their schedule, and now I'm going against the grain and saying the Steelers.
No, you're not. You went against your own grain.
I'm double against the grain. I'm going with the grain here. The Steelers' schedule is impossible. Oh, my God. They play everybody. It is so hard. Man, Ben's going to have to be the healthiest he's ever been. So I'm going with the grain and saying the Steelers. You hadn't heard, nobody else had heard, like, kind of a general malaise about the Steelers? I don't know. There was nothing specific.
Yeah, Punk.
We got burned by the Steelers last year. Were they 11-0?
Yeah.
Anytime you get burned, you bail the next year. It's like the Atlanta Falcons when they were up 28-3.
They're kind of hollow. They were a hollow 11-0.
Big time. And now everyone likes the Browns.
Remember when they struggled to beat that depleted Ravens team?
It was like on a Wednesday or something?
Yeah, and I went, oh, my God, this is not a good team. Yes, Todd.
They have the Bills, Seahawks, Packers, Chiefs, Chargers, just to name a few with the Steelers, and not to mention, obviously, Ravens and Browns.
Yes, Paulie.
Browns are a great example of where the NFL media jumps on and jumps off. 2 years ago, Browns were hot. Last year, because they underachieved the year before, everyone jumped off the Browns. Now everyone's back on because of their defensive help element.
I was off when everybody was on. I was on last year when everybody was off. Now I got to decide, where am I on the Cleveland Browns this year? Because there's going to be a team where I'm going to latch onto them. There's going to be a hot team here. But I got a while before I give you my Super Bowl picks. All right, when we come back, a LeBron theory. Who has this theory, Paulie?
I got it.
Okay.
It's not that hot.
It's not.
Lightly.
Yeah, but you told me to tease it.
Oh, I did that?
Yeah, but you're supposed to say, oh, my God, coming up. Just fake it.
Okay, got it. Ready
I know this theory. This is hot enough. It's hot enough.
Hot enough. All right. We have a hot enough take on LeBron James. That's coming up after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sportsbook, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It was on this date back in 1983, Reggie Jackson became the first baseball player in history to strike out 2,000 times. Can you imagine Reggie Jackson in today's game where it's okay to strike out? He had a lot of bombs, but if it's okay to strike out, and nobody got their money's worth quite like Reggie Jackson at the plate because he was almost like a corkscrew. When he'd get done with his swing, it was almost like he was like digging himself into the ground there. But he struck out over 2,000 times. He'd be welcome. They'd be like, "Don't you don't have to worry about putting the ball in play. Just swing as hard as you can. How's your launch angle?" All right, your LeBron theory that's sort of hot, Paulie.
Not really. It's more of I'm commending him for this. You know, he got the ankle injury, the high ankle injury in March. I think he missed about 20 games. He came back in late April and tried a few and then went back and rested some more. And he's basically resting the rest of the regular season. I think the ankle injury was something for a while, but I think it's more of a play like, look, I'm missing all these games. I don't need games to get back into things. The guy's played like 260 playoff games his career, 1,300 regular season games. I believe he could have played the past couple weeks, but there's no upside to it. The only upside is he re-injures or wears himself down. He knows that all he has to do is be ready for May and June.
You don't want to be in that play-in game, though.
I don't think he lacks the confidence in a play-in game.
I would.
Yeah.
One game?
But look, the ankle injury, I'm sure, stunk for a while. But my guess is that he's one of those things that if I can just, you know, ride this out and get to the playoffs. Like James Harden said last night, they were talking about how rusty were you? He goes, rusty? This is what I do for a living, man. I could play basketball at the drop of a dime. And I think LeBron thinks the same thing as that. Rest is way more important this juncture than tune-ups or getting used to my teammates. They're going to get used to me when I dominate in about 2 weeks.
Yeah, but the Nets can afford to have these guys not play. The Lakers can't afford to have LeBron sit out because you're in a danger zone with that play-in game. And you've added even more stress to the playoffs that you don't even need to add anymore here. You're trying to defend your championship. And I
agree. I see what you're saying.
I don't
But I don't think he's not shakable with stress. He's seen they've been throwing stuff at him for 15 years, and he always ends up in the finals. I think he has the supreme confidence that, hey.
Well, I'm not worried about him. I'm worried about, Kyle Kuzma and, Alex Caruso. Like, now all of a sudden we got to play another game in high stress, and are we playing against Steph Curry? And we got to win. And then all of a sudden the playoffs start. So I do think that this is going to be an issue. This ankle will be an issue throughout the playoffs. It doesn't go away. Those injuries don't go away. Even James Harden with the hamstring, he might be healthy, but once you start taxing yourself a little more and you have to play a little bit more because of the importance of a game, those are two guys that I'm really curious about once the playoffs start. I saw this, that the Nets beat the Spurs last night. Eight different Nets scored in double figures, becoming that's the second straight game Brooklyn has done that. The only team in the league with three games in which eight or more players scored at least 10 points this season.
Stat of the day.
Right.
Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
Mo in Arizona joins us. Mo, what's on your mind today?
Morning, fellas.
Morning, Mo.
Hey, I was going to say, any Michael McDonald songs, one. But how long did it take you guys to figure out Mama Say, Mama Sa, Mama Kusa?
I still haven't figured it out, Mo. I'll check on the Michael McDonald, who was the, thank you, Mo, the former singer of the Doobie Brothers. On his own. I don't know. There are Michael McDonald lyrics that I'm not aware of here. Yeah, McLovin.
Oh, he's the What a Fool Believe. Yeah, I don't understand a word he's saying, Everett. I do like him, though.
What a Fool Believe.
I didn't need that. Yes.
He has a very high-pitched voice,
yes, he does.
Michael McDonald. Remember that scene in 40-Year-Old Virgin where they all work in the electronics store? I think Paul Rudd goes, if I have to listen to one more Michael McDonald Yamo be there, I'm going to Yamo blow my head off. It's just over and over. They have that on tape.
We'll get to more phone calls coming up. There's so many funny scenes in that 40-year-old virgin. Like there are some really great laugh-out-loud scenes. I'm looking for a fun movie. I don't have one right now. I'm looking for one. I've gone through all these. This is a Robbery. And I'm watching City on a Hill. I'm looking for something. Mayor of East Town, East Side, or whatever that is, with Kate Winslet. I need something fun. Got anything? Thanks. Thanks a lot. Close out the second hour with a helpful tip. If you're looking for parts for your car or truck, if it's a new car, old car, phoning, driving, waiting in line, you don't want to be doing that. And that's why Rock Auto is here to come to the rescue. All the parts your car or truck will ever need. RockAuto.com, family business founded by automotive engineers in 1999. Two simple goals in mind. Well, they sound simple. Want to give you direct access to all the parts information hidden in the computers and catalogs behind the parts store counter. And second, offer reliably low prices. They've done both. RockAuto.com, choose the parts, brands, prices you want. You can order anytime, 24/7. Also, use your order history to keep track of maintenance, repairs, and warranties. Don't waste time and money. You don't have to phone, drive, wait in lines. RockAuto.com. Make sure you tell them we sent you. Write Dan Patrick in the How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you all the parts your car or truck will ever need. RockAuto.com.